Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast, the sports update on First Post. We start the podcast with IPL news. Kings 11 Punjab defeated Rajasthan Royals by 14 runs in a thrilling match that seesawed in the closing stages and even saw some controversy in its aftermath. Chris Gayle announced himself in the edition of the IPL with a blistering innings, scoring 79 runs from 47 balls, including 8 boundaries and 4 sixes. Sarfraz Khan scored a quick 46 runs from 29 balls that helped take Punjab to 184 for 4 in 20 overs. Ben Stokes and Jaydev Unadkat had a terrible outing with the ball, ending with economy rates of 12 and 14.66 respectively. Jofra Archer, on the other hand, bowled extremely well, conceding only 17 runs in his 4 overs. Chasing 185 for a win at home, Rajasthan Royals fell short, finishing with 170 for 9. Jos Buttler scored 69 and skipper Ajinkya Rahane got Rajasthan off to a brisk start, dealing in boundaries and sixes to pile up 64 runs in the first 6 overs. With the score on 108 for 2, Buttler was backing up a bit too much for Kings 11 Punjab skipper Ravichandran Ashwin, lagging it at the non-striker's end. Ashwin ripped the bails off with Buttler outside the crease, a controversial act known as mankading that has over the years generated a lot of debate. The two international stars were soon involved in an angry discussion at the centre, with the on-field umpires going upstairs for confirmation before declaring Buttler out. Rajasthan's chase never recovered from that dismissal. Steve Smith, who is playing his first IPL match in 2 years, Sanju Samson, Ben Stokes and Rahul Tripathi departed in quick succession in search of quick runs, leaving the innings in tatters. Jasprit Bumrah had chosen not to bat during Mumbai Indians' loss to Delhi Capitals on Sunday, giving rise to speculation that India's strike bowler had a serious injury which could affect the Indian team's chances in the World Cup. However, a BCCI official said yesterday that there were no major concerns since the scans have come clear. PTI quoted the official as saying, and I quote, "Bumrah had some shoulder scans done in the morning and BCCI was kept in the loop. His scan reports were okay. The tests that were done were all those recommended by the BCCI," end quote. When asked why Bumrah was still in Mumbai while the team had left for Bengaluru, the official said, and I quote, "Since the reports came late and the team has already left, he is travelling separately," end quote. Mumbai Indians' next match is against Royal Challengers Bangalore on 28th March. News from Kabaddi now. A total of 29 players have been retained by their respective franchisees of the Pro Kabaddi League under the Elite Retained Players category. The organisers of the PKL announced on Monday. The number of retained players for the upcoming season, which starts 19th July, has been increased from the previous season's 21. Non-retained players will go under the hammer at the auction, which should be held on 8th and 9th April. League Commissioner Anupam Goswami said, and I quote, "The league is cognizant of the significance of squad continuity and long-term association of players with their respective teams towards creating strong hooks and bonds for fans as well as sponsors. With this realization, PKL has consistently strengthened its player retention policy to facilitate and augment squad continuity to benefit players as well as their teams," end quote. The elite player retention cap has been increased from a maximum of 4 to 6. Franchisees can retain up to 6 elite players from either category A, B or C, with a maximum of 2 each from category A and B. The league has also introduced a new category where a franchise can retain a new young player once his 2-year contract is completed under the retained young players category. These retained young players are over and above the existing cap of 6 quote-unquote new young players that a franchise can have. In Formula One news, Michael Schumacher's son Mick is set to make his debut in a Formula One car in Bahrain next month. The 20-year-old son of 7-time world champion Michael could appear at a young driver's test in April, according to a report in Auto Bild magazine. Teams will be obliged to test young players for 2 days at the mid-season test in Bahrain, and the young Schumacher is in line to take the wheel for Alfa Romeo Racing on 2nd and 3rd April. Alfa Romeo have links to Ferrari, who signed him on as an academy driver in January. Michael Schumacher's son became the European champion at Formula 3 level with Prema last year, and will make the step up to Formula 2 this season. Football news now from the Premier League. Chelsea have lodged an appeal against a 1-year transfer ban to FIFA's appeal committee, and the case will be heard on 11th April, the sports world governing body said on Monday. The English Premier League club was banned from registering new players in the next 2 transfer windows and fined 600,000 Swiss francs after they were found guilty of breaching rules on signing foreign players under the age of 18. FIFA had denied Chelsea's request to freeze the ban during the appeal process. The club said that they were quote-unquote astonished when the governing body denied the request to freeze the ban during the appeals process and could now take their case to the court for arbitration for sport, as other clubs have done in the past. However, Chelsea defender Andreas Christensen told a Danish newspaper, and I quote, The messages we've got are that Chelsea can't appeal the case and therefore want to keep all the players. The situation I have ended up in has been very difficult to accept. End quote. Chelsea face Slavia Prague in the quarterfinals of the Europa League next month.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.